Austria. Chancellor Kurz resigns amid allegations of corruption. Laura Rafetzadeh. Sozialistische Offensive. CWI Austria. Sebastian Kurz of the right-wing People's Party. Of. For 5 years a shooting star of the European Conservatives, had to step aside as Austria's Chancellor on the 9th of October. His resignation comes amid criminal investigations against those closest to him, and with allegations of fraud, and of activities that were, at best, deeply immoral and at worst illegal. This is the second corruption scandal to have rocked Austria's establishment in recent years. In 2019 a scandal wrecked Kurz's then-coalition with the far-right Freedom Party, FPÖ. This was the so-called Ibiza scandal of the then-Freedom Party leader Hans Christian Strache. He was filmed in Ibiza discussing helping someone he thought was a Russian oligarch's niece by the biggest Austrian tabloid, Die Krone, The Crown, in return for favorable publicity in the run-up to the October 2017 general election. This time, the media scandal involved the tabloid Österreich, Austria, which Kurz allegedly cooperated with to forge opinion polls, and paid to get friendly media coverage, when he was building his political career in 2016-17. This is just the top of the allegations. The scandals have grown so numerous, that it is hard to keep track. While Kurz tried to cling to power in the first days after news broke of the unprecedented police raids of the Chancellery and the UFP headquarters, it seems that he increasingly had to face pressure from inside his own party. In 2017 he had secured himself power in his party, that made him largely independent of the powerful regional heads of the UFP. It seems now that this power was only on paper, and as long as Kurz won elections for them. Conservatives in turmoil. The People's Party and Kurz have lost around 10 points in recent polls. Some place them at 27%, others at 26%, compared with nearly 37.5% in the 2019 election. The UFP's coalition partner, the Green Party, made clear that it will only continue the coalition if Kurz steps back, basically an ultimatum. If the Greens had not done that, they would have fallen apart as their rank and file would have rebelled. When Kurz finally announced his resignation, a sigh of relief went through the Austrian capitalist class, as an all-party coalition would have been highly unstable, especially given the anti-vaccine position of the FPÖ in a period when the COVID pandemic is not over yet. For now, Kurz is holding on to his office as UFP party leader, and has also taken office as head of its parliamentary fraction. It seems that as a member of parliament he will get immunity, but his party has already pledged to lift that immunity. Kurz's place as chancellor has been taken by Alexander Schallenberg, former minister of the exterior. Schallenberg comes from the former aristocracy who became a family of diplomats, and is said to be close to Kurz, but not involved in the scandals. All this comes at a time of unrest within Austrian society. Last week saw big protests by kindergarten teachers. The Tuesday after Kurz resigned, 5,000 kindergarten teachers from the private sector stopped work for a demonstration, and 2 days later another 1,000 public sector kindergarten teachers demonstrated. They are demanding more staff, higher wages and not to be ignored in the middle of the pandemic. Some of the many self-made banners and placards referred to the Kurz scandals, saying, "Don't put money in media ads, put it into childcare." One of the revelations implied that Kurz had, in order to further his career, manipulated a regional government to stop a reform by a previous UFP Social Democrats coalition that would have given more money to schools and childcare. A demonstration of the education sector workers against cuts and for better education is planned for the 19th of October. The metal workers are also heading for a confrontation with the bosses over a pay claim. Regional shop steward conferences of the metal sector have been announced for next week, to discuss further measures. Read this article in full on socialistworld.net. Opportunity for the left to build a socialist alternative in September. The Austrian Communist Party, ECPÖ, won city elections in Graz, Styria, shocking the ruling class. The huge contrast between the corruption of Chancellor Kurz's circle with the approach of the ECPÖ in Styria, of only taking a worker's wage for political office, and donating the balance to causes, has been widely noted. A recent opinion poll showed 70% thought it would be good if politicians only took a worker's wage like the ECPÖ does in Graz. This shows how the long history of corruption and disappointment with the main parties has created an opportunity for an alternative to be built. The question is, who will take the initiative? In this situation, it is more urgent than ever to build a new mass workers' party that can point to a way out. Both the SPA and the Greens have proven by their government participation that they cannot be trusted and that they firmly support the capitalist system. The SPA has been part of governments that have introduced cuts, while the Greens' new eco-tax reform is making working-class people pay for climate change instead of big business. The SPA's own corruption has been one of the reasons for its decline. In contrast, a new party would have to channel all the protests that are currently taking place and be a tool in the struggle, as well as a place where workers and youth can discuss which program they need. That Pastaria and Linkswein, a small new left formation with 23 district councillors in Vienna, have the responsibility to take initiatives in this direction. Linkswein is beginning to develop an ability to mobilize. On the 7th of October, the day after the police raids on Kurz's office, they took the initiative to call a protest, in which they, together with other organizations, mobilized up to 7,000 people. After the elections in Graz, opinion polls were published placing that PA federally at 4%. Beyond that, 42% think that PA under Graz's Elkar is a party they could, in principle, vote for. It is very likely that the now very unstable situation will lead to new elections within months. That PA, Graz and Linkswein, as well as the left in general, should take initiative to unite the protests that are taking place and channel them into steps towards a new party. Such an electoral alliance would be a concrete step forward and a way to attract support from those who have been involved in struggles and activate some of those who have voted left recently. To draw together these wider forces, such an initiative needs to be open, not top-down, and have a clear set of demands as a starting point for discussion about a program. While such an alliance would be extremely unlikely to win the next election, its aim must be to use the election campaign to popularize its demands, encourage mobilizations and participation, so it can strengthen itself and get a foothold in parliament, which then can be used as a platform for which to mobilize both popular opposition and support for socialist ideas. These would be steps towards building a party and movement that can break with the rotten and corrupt capitalist system and replace it with a socialist society that can end need and make sure corruption is a thing of the past.